That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And do you know any other words for porch?
No, just the porch, front porch or back porch.
And piazza, that's interesting. And I was going to ask you if there was a place to go, a stairs on the outside of a building, you know, to go to the second floor, what would that be called?
Outside stairs.
We're talking about porches again. That interests me. Do you have a net? I mean, can you have a porch on the second floor of a building?
Yes, you can.
What's it called?
Well, it'd be the upstairs porch, I suppose.
And now, that door's open, but if you didn't want it open, what would you do to it?
Close it.
And what's another word?
Push it to.
And on the outside of a building, those things that close the windows with, what are they called? The wooden things.
Shutters.
So, that's something like that. So you might do that to the door. You might, what door?
Close the door.
And what do you, the shutters, what do you do the shutters?
Open and close them.
Okay, so what's a word like shutters that you might do to the door?
Shut the door.
All right. And now this house is brick, but if it wasn't brick, it had wood on the side, an overlapping board like that, what would it be? What kind of side would it be?
Shingles.
All right, and if it was all wood, it was long wood board.
Log house.
And if it was just flat, you know, board's not as wide as the door, even just sort of overlapped like that. Think of a building. I don't think I've seen one here. Just one board on top of another, you know, just flat boards.
Just a wood frame house.
Right. And, would you ever use something like a...
Well, now usually we just say a wooden house, or a wood house.
Oh, fine. And
if it isn't painted or doesn't have asbestos siding on it, it's just usually called a wooden house.
All right, fine.
If you were given directions, that's what you would say.
Now, you get in your car to go to town, you know, sometimes. What do you do to your car? You what it to town?
Drive it to town.
All right. And so you might say, I'm going to drive my car to town today. And yesterday, it's a word like drive.
I drove it to town.
And I have...
Driven it.
All right. And the loft of the house is under what?
Under the roof.
All right. And... If you had an L on the house, if you add an addition out there, where they came together would be sort of a low place like that, a V-shaped place right there. What would that be called? Do you know what I'm talking about?
There's an L on the house like this.
And does this porch go in? Well, where this roof comes in and then runs into the
gable.
All right, and the place that it forms there, if you have one roof coming along like this and another roof coming along like this, they run together and there's a low place there. What's that called?
It's where the gables join, I suppose.
Okay, and in the mountains, you know, sometimes there'll be a river or something in the mountains, it runs through the what? What's the river run? What might run through? It doesn't run through the hills. It runs through the low places of that. No, that's fine. All right. And what's the thing you have along the edge of the roof that collects water, keeps it from running, just come right off the roof under the ground?